slow penetration. As always, we're going to start with some oil. Pour it in one hand, rub both hands together, and come up the front of your vulva hand over hand, like a cat cleaning herself, and take some easy breaths. And then I'm going to move my massage to the inguinal crease, the area between your inner thigh and outer labia. Massage. Massage. Good. Move into my outer labia proper. Move into my two-handed wishbone, stroking a hand on each side between my inner and outer labia. I like to do them in unison. Maybe move to big circles from the top of my pubic mound all the way down to my inner labia, and then I like to kind of cup my fingers and kind of feel my vaginal opening and slide out. It's like I'm taking a nice big grasp, a nice big handful of my vulva because she's mine. Play with the pressure. Sometimes you just put your hand right over your inner labia and just kind of press in and go in a circle. My hands aren't even gliding. I'm just, ooh, that feels nice. Now I'm going to smooth my inner labia on either side. Take my fingers. If you need more oil, grab it. Just kind of stroke that under clit, that area that's so smooth right below your clit. And then circle my vaginal opening. While I'm doing this, my other hand can be stimulating my clitoral shaft and maybe glazing off my clitoris if I can take it. Maybe slide a finger in. Feel that urethral sponge. As soon as I penetrate, I curl up that finger. It's lumpy, it's bumpy, spongy. Press in. Press in and just keep it there. Take your finger out. Go out in, out in. It's almost like when the vagina knows what's going to happen. She starts to relax. She starts to lubricate. Lightly in and out. Glide over that urethral sponge. Then I go back to any stroke that feels good. I'm going to bring up my hand and kind of get over that shaft. Nice big circles. Go to my flutter. My pointer finger on either side of my inner labia. And finger over finger and just flutter those labia. I'm going to stay with this vulva massage until I start to feel a pleasant sensation. Not I'm building up to orgasm, but it's like, I stay there till I have blood flow, till I start to feel a little tingly, till I start to feel like, yeah, I want more. It's kind of how we eat, right? We go out to a fine restaurant and we have one bite, the amuse-bouche. That's vulva massage. And then I say, you know what? I could go for an appetizer. Mm. Now I'm going to do a little vibe warm up. I'm going to take my wand or whatever vibe you prefer. You can also stay with your hands. I'm going to put it on so it's low, one bar. And I'm going to start in that inguinal crease. I'm just going to place the wand at the bottom, press in, and come all the way up. Come up to my pubic mound. Not on my clit, not on the shaft, but the top. Circle around to the other side. Do the same thing. If we feel tight, if we hit resistance in the vagina, we need to relax that pelvic floor muscle. We do that through blood flow. That's why vibrators are so handy. Now I'm going to focus on my outer labia and just kind of come up with my wand or my vibe, circle around and do the other side. I'm going to pull up on my pubic mound with my hand. And then take the vibrator, start at the bottom of the inner labia and just come up. Very light, it's barely touching. Maybe I slowly almost hit my clit and kind of go right on top past her. We're going to tease her. Now, the top of my right outer labia is more sensitive. So let's see if it's sensitive for you. Put your vibe right at the top. Push in a little. Push in. Hit the pubic bone. Keep it right on the pubic bone. Let's do the other side. Is it the left? Come to the top. Press in. Right on that pubic bone. Now I'm going to slide my finger down to my inner labia and kind of slide them to the side. Smooth them out. Place your vibrator right at the opening. See how it feels. Oh, that feels really good. Not as good as my clit, but it feels really nice. I'm hitting that perineum that has erectile tissue, the under clit, pulling up on my pubic mound, seeing how that feels. Oh. We never penetrate unless we want it, unless we're aroused, unless it feels good. Your body will tell you when it's plateauing and when it wants more. We wait for that moment. So you can stay with vulva massage, you can do a vibe warm up, but we linger. We take the 5, 10, 20 minutes to get aroused, because then we're gonna keep going with our multiples. It's endless. We're a slow burn. Follow the sensation wherever it feels best. Now I'm feeling like I can go right to penetration. If it doesn't feel like that for you, push pause and keep going. I'm going to take my barbell. I'm going to put some oil on the big ball. If you've been using the small ball, if the big one's too much, that's fine. Just flip it over and start with the small. And I'm going to take the barbell and run it up the length of my vulva. Whew, it's cold, but it feels nice, right? It feels nice on my labia. And then it feels nice. I just put it very lightly on my clitoris. Just do a little small circle. And then I'm going to go right to the opening, smooth out my inner labia, and just play. Just see how it feels. And then just press in. Don't put it in, just press and come out. If we hit resistance, we stop and we keep going. Your other hand is stimulating your clitoral shaft, maybe doing some big circles. You could also be keeping your vibe on your clit. That's fine too. We call this slow penetration. We're going to go slow. You can put a little movement. So it just kind of, it's at my opening. I'm not pressing in, but I'm just moving it back and forth. Ooh. Now I feel ready. And how I feel ready is I feel aroused and I can hear my lubrication when I move the barbell. And that's what we want to wait for. Now I'm going to slowly just push in the ball. Stop. Okay. Keep going with your clitoral stimulation. Take a breath. Now I'm going to slide in a little bit more, like 1 inch. I'm going to stop. Keep stimulating my clitoris. Gentle circles. I'll do 1 more inch. Stop. Feels nice. Sense the space. One more inch. Oop, there it goes. At a certain point, because of the heavier ball, the barbell will slide in. And that's how we know that she's ready, that our pelvic floor muscle is relaxed. And we wait for that moment. So now that I'm penetrated, I can start the rock and roll. I can start some movement in my pelvis. I'm going to grab my vibe for my clit stim. I'm going to start on low. Always start on low. The barbell is hands-free. You don't have to hold it. You can let it go. It will stay there. I'm going to slowly just keep my vibe in my hand on the side of my thigh. Place it right by my pubic mound, and I'm going to hump it. Roll your pelvis up a little bit, and then let it all go. Combining tension, roll up, squeeze, and let go. Relaxation. It feels nice, but it doesn't feel like I'm going to have an orgasm. And you can let the vibrator hit the barbell as you roll up your hips, pelvis. Ooh, feels nice. And then come off it. It's like it feels really nice. And then we come off it. And we remember to breathe. We know it's going to take 10, 20, maybe 30, 40 minutes to get there. But it's going to be fun getting. Relaxing. It's a pace that feels natural to you. It can be very slow and very subtle. We want to save our energy because at the moment of orgasm, we're going to be pumping. It's like enjoying the scenery, enjoying the ride, enjoying this moment. Now, if you want, you can try moving the barbell. You can kind of just move it in and out just a little bit so that big ball hits the urethral sponge. And then you can move your vibe down or your hand and hit more of your vulva. It's like a pull out, slide down the vibe, back again. Oh. That's too much. You can just pull out the barbell a little and just press it down. See how that feels. Oh. Oh. Enjoy the good feelings. It's like we're aerating our vagina. We're getting lots of blood flow. It's all healthy stuff. The more we stimulate, the healthier we are, the less likely we'll be incontinent. See if you can squeeze on the pelvic floor when you kind of pull the barbell out and try to hold it. Yeah. Whew. Oh. be afraid to release sounds. Reminds the body that it's feeling wonderful feelings. It's feedback. Oh. Keep going. Keep enjoying the good feelings. We all get there at a different time in different ways. Just remember to keep some movement. Keep some breath. Follow the sensation. And at the moment of orgasm, it is all tension. So let your body go. Let the body lead. She'll tell you what she wants. I'm gonna kick up my vibe to the next level, two. See how it feels. When we plateau, we're not building, that's when we add stimulation. Don't keep your vibe in one spot or your hand. Keep it moving, because sometimes we numb out. The orgasm will come. Body wants to orgasm. It's a natural state. Don't get frustrated. If you feel your body holding tension, just relax, coast. You can always go back. You can't lose your erection. Was my first wave. So now I'm fully aroused. Now I'm getting to the good stuff. So we can take a little break and coast. Have a little glass of water, a little drink. Just remember to go back, because this is the sweet stuff. And I'm going to stop this recording and I'm going to go back for more. Women are bottomless pits of pleasure.